Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to Being Home with Hunker, a podcast where we explore the idea of home, not just as a place where you live, but as an expression of your identity. Hi, I'm Lori Gunning Grossman, editorial director at Hunker. Welcome to our 2021 end of year episode. We are featuring 13 quotes from our favorite episodes, which, let's face it, is all of our episodes since we just launched this past September. Before I share these ideas and inspiration, I want to convey my gratitude to you for tuning into this podcast. It's Hunker's mission to empower you to create spaces that express who you are, shows off your unique style, and makes your life happier and more productive. And it's my personal mission to help people feel like they belong, and home is where it begins. The theme that's been a thread running through these conversations on this podcast is that your home is the place where you have the opportunity to define who you are and how you want to live. And hopefully that's what you've been able to do or are committed to doing in the new year. Follow your own design compass. No one else gets to define you, only you. So allow me to share with you some of these practical ideas and some insightful takeaways from the podcast this year. Number one, design your home in ways that feels good to you and your own style. It's about being authentic and not trying to impress anyone else. Interior designer and artist Serena Dugan says,
"We all have visual DNA. Our aesthetics are unique, and we should not try and follow or adhere to someone else's aesthetics. We need to find our own design compass and our own design language. So my advice would be find what you love, buy it, make it work, let it make you happy. Learn what your DNA is and form your unique point of view out of what you just learned. The world needs more originality, not more repetition. I think in this day of Instagram and this flood of visuals that we all get, everything is tracking and channeling into some fairly predictable visual patterns. I'm all for shaking that up."
Number two, be thoughtful about your choice of lighting. It's one of the easiest ways to set the tone in your home. But consider more than one source, says interior designer Nina Freudenberger.
I will say that lighting is everything to me. And I think having overhead lighting and floor lighting and wall lighting and table height lighting, you know, the rule that I do generally is three different sources in every room at a minimum, or three categories. So sconces, pendant, recessed, very bare minimum. I'm just thinking of my living room now, and I have sconces, I have pendant, I have standing lamp, and I have some table lamps. Those are four. So I set the tone depending on how the day's going. You know, sometimes it's like higher energy in the house. And I'm like, we're just trying to like, let's ease into dinner. And then only a few of those go on. When I'm trying to relax at the end of the night, all go off except for the table lamps, you know? I think setting the tone in your house with light is like the best way possible, but you have to have the options available to you. You can't just like put your recess lights on a dimmer. You know, you can't be like mood three and you're just dim like a little notch lower with your recess lights, you know?
Number three, when it comes to furniture and the items in our homes, try not to make anything too precious. Author and podcast host Elise Lunin shares.
That's what I think is so interesting about interior design too, and architecture in general, is that we get so fussy about it in a way. And I understand, but at the same time, it's like, if you're not going to live with these things, what's the point of owning them? Things can be repaired. Things can be recovered. Things sometimes just get so much better with age. And that's the point. You're supposed to sort of look at those things and be like, oh, remember when, you know, they have stories.
Number four, don't be scared of white furniture. Bregan Jane, television host and interior designer, has this practical tip.
You got to go white canvas if you're going to do a white couch with dogs. And then you get a second set of covers and you put plastic like up in a cupboard. And you just unzip the one that gets dirty, you throw it in the washer with bleach, and you bring out the other piece of the set and put it on. And little by little, your whole set will get washed, but it can take bleach, and it's all about the slip-covered canvas.
Number five, when buying plants, look beyond what you first see when you go shopping. Interior designer Cliff Fong has this helpful suggestion on how he shopped for plants when setting up his home.
I would recommend this for anybody if they've got the chops for it. Wear a hat to protect yourself from the sun. But when you go to these nurseries, go way in the back or the perimeter of nurseries. You'll find really large specimen overgrown plants that no one knows how to deal with. You can get them for probably as little as 10% of what the cost would be if you bought them at a nursery, like a specialty nursery in the city. So I was finding 20-foot tall cacti because I really like drought-tolerant plants because they're sculptural and interesting. And I also really believe that at this point in Los Angeles, none of us have any business planting anything but drought-tolerant plants. I think that's a very important thing. And they're beautiful. But I was finding amazing, huge specimen plants for just tiny, tiny sums compared to what some of those things would have cost here in town.
Number six. However, before you actually head to the store or nursery to buy plants, take some time to consider your space first. Plant and interior stylist Hilton Carter says,
it's all about understanding the needs of the living thing that you're bringing into your home, right? So giving yourself the opportunity to succeed is always the best way to go about doing anything. So if you're someone thinking about bringing a plant into your home that you're excited about, if you push it into a spot where it's not going to get the proper light, what you saw that got you so jazzed and excited when you first purchased it at that plant shop, that nursery, that hardware store, that particular look, the day you purchased it, is going to change severely and you're going to be upset, sad. That's not a great way to start that relationship off of that plant. So you want to make sure that you're finding the spot in your home that has a particular type of light. And based on that sort of light, then you bring in a plant that can either tolerate it or can really thrive in that type of light.
Number seven. This one will come as no surprise to most, but IKEA really does have some of the best products for DIY hacks. When you want to elevate your space, but not spend a lot of money, get crafty, like Claire Paint founder Nicole Gibbons did in one of her earlier homes.
I took IKEA curtains and bought a really lovely Greek key trim and sewed on this lovely Greek key trim onto these cheapy IKEA curtains and made them look totally custom. You know, normally the IKEA curtains are like these rod pocket draperies, you know, and so I used drapery pins to create like a faux pinch pleat. They looked much more polished and professional. I think that was a great hack. Another kind of IKEA hack, and I like shocked at my sewing skills. Like I can sew basic things, but I made a skirted cloth to skirt a Billy bookcase. Maybe it wasn't the Billy bookcase. I turned just like that rectangular, oblong, open shelving unit. And I created a skirt with a kind of a box pleated corners with, you know, a grosgrain ribbon trim and made it look, you know, really high end.
Number eight, here's something to consider when renovating your kitchen. Instead of choosing a kitchen island, place your dining table right in the middle of the room. Interior designer Shavonda Gardner made this choice and says,
A lot of European kitchens have their dining table in the middle of their kitchen. Their dining table doubles as another work surface. And for me, that's really important in a small space. Again, going back to my grandmother's kitchen, we shelled peas, shucked corn, chopped onions. Everything was done on the kitchen table. It was a solid workspace. And through time, the kitchen gathered a lot of dents and nicks and marks and just all of that from what we were doing and how we used it. And that just added to the beauty and the story of it. But yeah, having the dining table in the kitchen is a very European thing. Also helped us really maximize our space. And, you know, it's a very functional part of the kitchen as well. Even though we did not add a single inch of space to our home during the renovation, we didn't add anything to it. We like doubled our workspace in here.
Number 9, if you want to dress up a blank wall without spending a lot of money, add a mural and dare to try it yourself. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Varigay Paint has this nifty pencil trick to try as you begin.
If you want to draw a perfect circle or a curve on your wall, get a pencil, tie it to the end of a string, hold the other end, and you got yourself a circle.
Boom.
Do it. It's not that hard.
Oh, yeah, and mess up the first time if you need to. It's just paint.
It's paint. You can paint it white.
Paint on top of it.
Number 10, show up for yourself in ways that make you feel good in your space. Sometimes it's the simple things to help us feel grounded. So says Simone Gordon, otherwise known as the Black Fairy Godmother.
I have a journal that I bought years ago at Rite Aid. And for some reason, the journal looks like a Bible. It's that big. And I write in it every day. That makes me feel like home. I can write my thoughts of the day in there. That's what keeps my anxiety down. That's what makes me have a personal relationship with God.
Number 11, when things feel busy or chaotic or heavy in the world, remember that our homes are meant to support us and make us feel good. And having fun at home is ideally at the top of our list. Sam Dumas and Lyle Maltz both say,
we just prioritize having fun together. That might be having a bottle of wine when we get home or making a cocktail or going out to our favorite neighborhood spot. But that idea of connecting, not sitting down and staring in each other's eyes, but just connecting over the things that we like to do. So it could be going out to shop for something we need for the house. It could be the most mundane example, but it's just the coming back to the fun, you know, because not every day it can be fun, you know, in life. But just kind of trying to get back to center of that point is really important at home.
Number 12, if possible, consider choosing some handmade items in your home. As Eve Epstein, Hunker's editor-in-chief, has said, anything that someone has made and put time and consideration into, there's an energy and a resonance that resides in that product. She goes on to say,
there's this sense really of anything that somebody has made and put time and effort and talent and consideration into, that comes with you when you walk away with that product, and that care resides in that product. You know, I think it's one of the reasons when you go to a museum and you look at antiquities and you see something that was made by somebody hundreds of years ago, and there's still a sense of presence in it.
Number 13, and finally, have clarity around what you really want for your home and where you want to live. Let yourself dream. Best-selling author Jen Pasteloff shared this moment when she was house-sitting for a friend.
I got really clear. Oh, I want this for myself. I mean, look, that house is magic. I have a friend through her, you might know her, and she goes, I love her kitchen. I want to make love to her kitchen. Mm-hmm. Point being, though, I was like in that house and it did feel like a vacation, and it was a week, and I really allowed myself to feel, I get to have this. And maybe not necessarily this house or a house this big or even in LA, but I get to have this. And I got really clear. I don't know how, but I don't have to keep myself so small in this sort of scarcity mentality that I've been in for a long time. And I'll say that sitting here now, a year later, I own a house. I bought a house in Ojai. And it's incredible to think about a year ago being at her house and just like dreaming and feeling like, you know, even in the very first days of being there, like I'll never have this. I'll never be able to have this. And so I'm grateful for that house sitting experience because it really planted the seed and gave me permission to dream.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And so, what does being home mean to everyone?
Feeling your very best in your environment. Feeling your truest self with the people you love the most, surrounded by what feels the most comfortable around you, and where you can kind of shed the day, the world, and just be you.
It's like where you feel peace. And for me, I think going back to my childhood, it's like where I can sort of not be frenetic, a tethering of feeling connected to the earth.
Our home is our center. It represents family. It represents our nest.
Really, it's just about nesting and someplace you kind of feel like you can just settle into and feel good.
Being comfortable and being surrounded by beauty.
Stillness, gratitude, and peace, and enjoying what just exists in the current moment and not looking so far to the future all the time.
An opportunity to be my full self, my fully comfortable, confident, full expression of who Sam is.
The chance to kind of unplug and relax and just enjoy each other. But it also means a space where we laugh and smile and have a good time and alone or with friends.
I just feel present. You know, I don't feel like I'm ruminating about the past. I'm just here. I'm in my body. I'm grounded and I'm really, really comfortable and content and not wanting for anything.
I've always looked to that moment of being home at the end of the day as one of great relief and comfort. And it really is a sense of being fully yourself, not performing for anybody.
Being safe, being seen, being safe.
Being safe.
It's a lot of the love that you feel for those individuals.
Being complete and being loved.
Being loved.
Love and safety.
It's love, it's peace, it's everything.
Being surrounded by love. It's mostly about the dog, really. But, you know, there's... I'm just trying to find other ways to say the dog.
It feels like an exhale. It feels like the shoulders drop down. I'm like, oh, I'm safe now.
Thank you for listening. As we move into 2022, let's make even more space for authenticity, for transformation, for expressing our true identities, and for being home. You've been listening to Being Home with Hunker. For more information about this episode or others, visit hunker.com/podcast. And if you don't already, please follow our show. If you like what you hear, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review and share it with your friends. It really does help. Being Home with Hunker is produced by me, Lori Gunning Grossman, executive produced by Eve Epstein. The podcast is recorded and mixed at Night Shift Audio, theme music by Jonathan Grossman. Special thanks to our team at Hunker, senior designer Maury Men, and director of audience development Gina Goff. Hunker's mission is to inspire and empower you to create a space that expresses who you are, shows off your unique style, and makes your life happier and more productive.